Good evening and welcome to Q95's Prime Evening News Package for today, Tuesday, June 23rd, 2015. I am Marilyn Niles. In the headlines this evening, DNO proprietor renews a call for the revival of the Media Workers Association. St. Lucia reports increase in tourism arrivals, including monthly record highs, and Nigeria violence bomb at fish market kills at least 20. The news is brought to you through the kind compliments of Courts Dominica Limited. The details of these stories and more coming up.
Connect, explore, and engage with the latest in digital products from the world's best brands, only at Quartz. Save $300 and get this Sony 46-inch 1080p HD LCD TV for only $36.99. Or save $200 when you get the Panasonic Mini Audio System for only $9.99. Connect, explore, and engage now, only at Quartz, bringing value home.
And welcome back to this evening's news. We do apologize for the late start of tonight's newscast. And while veteran journalist and proprietor of the Dominica News Online, DNO, Tim Durand, has renewed calls for a Freedom of Information Act to be included in the country's law books, he also calls for a revival of the Media Workers Association of Dominica, MWAD. Durand made these remarks while delivering the feature address at an awards ceremony organized by the Concerned Citizens Movement, CCM, to honor 6 media houses and 7 media workers in recognition of appreciation for their services to the country at the Fort Young Hotel on Saturday, June 20th. Durand, who spoke on the overall topic of the role of journalism in a democracy, commented that whilst efforts have been made to maintain a semblance of operations of the Media Association, the activities of the existing body is a far cry from what was initially intended for the association. He stated that he believes that the executive should again strive to revive the association, which can do much to improve the status of media workers in Dominica.
It was going to be an association that took the professional development of media workers to heart and was prepared, or at least intended, the intention was to do things, to put in place programs that would help develop the professional abilities of our media workers. Unfortunately, the Media Workers Association of Dominica has become inactive. That's a mild word. It is really practically non-existent. And I make this call to the people who are involved, Matt Pelletier and others, to make an effort. I know you try, and the association is not the executive. The association is the membership, the body. And if people are not interested and do not participate, there isn't much that the executive can do. But I still make an appeal to you to try again and again to try to revive the association, to bring members together, because I think the association, if it functions effectively, can do a lot to improve the status of our media workers in Dominica.
Veteran journalist and proprietor of Dominica News Online, Tim Durand. Steve Vidal, Keisha Nicholas, Felix Henderson, Carlisle John Baptiste, Matthias Pelletier Jr., Angelo Allen, and Shoei Norris were those awarded in the media workers category. Dominica News Online, DNO, Voice of Life Radio, Weiss QFM Radio, Digicel Play, The Chronicle Newspaper, and the Kyrie FM were the media houses that received awards. The CCM was established on May 23rd of 2015 and aims to recognize those who have contributed meaningfully to the upliftment of the country. And community-based organizations have been given a 30th June 2015 deadline to submit their projects for National Day of Community Service 2015. Local Government Commissioner John Fontaine told Dominica Vibes on Monday, 22nd June, that the budget to facilitate these projects range between $150,000 to $200,000. The application forms can be sought from the Department of Local Government or local authorities and at the Council's office. We are hopeful that we will be able to implement over 130 projects this year, Fontaine said. He added that emphasis will be placed on disaster preparedness projects this year to help mitigate the impact of disasters. We're asking for disaster preparedness committees, the councils to focus on reinforcing buildings, especially emergency shelters. The little that we can do in regarding drainage and things like that to facilitate the better flow of water, Fountain stated. He said recreational benches and facelift to public buildings will also be given attention, as annually over 150 projects are submitted. National Community Day of Service was initiated by the Dominica Freedom Party administration to instill the practice of volunteerism and allow for the participation in community work amongst Dominicans. The day is observed on the 4th of November during the island's independence celebrations. And in more news this evening, parliamentary representative for the Salisbury constituency, the Honourable Hector John, says he does not believe that the Prime Minister, the Honourable Roosevelt Skerritt, is for peace and has done everything in his power to not to attend the very important leadership meetings. John further commented that Mr. Skerritt appears to be only interested in meeting with the religious authorities without the presence of the opposition.
Taking the joke too far. The Prime Minister said straight up, the Prime Minister does not want peace. The Prime Minister does not want to meet the parliamentary opposition to discuss such an important national issue. The Prime Minister maybe wants to just meet the church leaders and discuss, but do not want the parliamentary opposition present in the room. Mr. Lennox Linton is the leader.
The initiative was taken by the opposition.
The United Workers Party. We saw it. I was not at that meeting, that management meeting, but our party saw it as the best way forward to try to bring a speedy and amicable solution to the situation in Salisbury by trying to bring a few heads together and from the start puffing. Or creating a path, paving a path towards peace and unity, a peaceful solution. And Matt, we as a party took up that initiative and pushed it forward. I think it is an excellent initiative, not because I'm a member of the United, only because I'm a member of the United Workers Party, but as a member of the community that is under barrage from the government, and we saw it as the way forward.
Parliamentary representative for the Salisbury constituency, the Honourable Hector John. Mr. John said that one of the problems facing the community is a level of intimidation and provocation that the Salisbury residents are facing, which can cause some unnecessary strife within the community, which the opposition is trying to guard against. He laments that it is the sole responsibility of any government to provide the basic needs of life for all its people within the country, regardless of what political party they support. He says the people of Salisbury will not allow any government to deny them their right of independence. Mr. John says that this was the second time that this meeting had taken place and the heads present could not have discussed anything as the ruling party was not in attendance, and that the first meeting organized by Mr. Nicholas George was postponed to accommodate the Prime Minister's arrival. The Honourable Hector John says in the end, all he wants is a peaceful solution. And in more news, His Lordship Gabriel Malzer, Bishop of the Diocese of Roseau, wants Dominicans to follow in the footsteps of the late former President of Dominica, His Excellency Dr. Nicholas Liverpool, as it relates to him not settling for mediocrity. Dr. Liverpool died on June 1st, 2015 in Miami. He was laid to rest on Friday, 19th June 2015, following a state funeral. I could not help but observe the gentlemanly manner with which our brother handled criticism, Malzer said, while delivering the homily at the Grand Bay Catholic Church. Mr. Malzer said Dr. Liverpool's response to the demands of being president was clear and described him as an intellectual transcendent of value, which is needed in this nation and the world. Malzer said that Dr. Liverpool's responses and attitudes at various forums were excellent in presentation. He was seen as someone who did not settle for mediocrity. Some of the heads in government who were present included the President of Dominica, His Excellency Charles Saverin and Mrs. Saverin, Prime Minister, the Honourable Roosevelt Skerritt, and Mrs. Garrett, Speaker of the House of Assembly, Alex Boyd Knight, parliamentarians, Prime Minister of St. Lucia, Dr. Kenny Anthony, governors of St. Kitts and St. Vincent, among others. And in more news, 24 persons are receiving 5 days of mediation training under the watchful eye of the Judicial Educational Institute, JEI, and Eastern Caribbean Supreme Court, ECSC, in collaboration with the University of the West Indies, UWE. The workshop commenced on Monday, 22nd June 2015, at the UWE Open Campus and will climax on Friday, 26 June. Mediation Committee Chairperson Justice Bernie Stevenson said the court-connected mediation program of the Eastern Caribbean Supreme Court forms a critical part of the court's decision-making, and its importance in the functioning of the judicial system cannot be overemphasized. Justice Stevenson added that mediation is not only important to the court system, but is vital in the workplace and homes. You could very well find yourself utilizing the skill that you have acquired here to mediate between your two children. She advised the participants to encourage persons to speak to an older orderly manner when it's time to do mediation. Let them vent in an orderly manner. I have found that sometimes during their speaking that they themselves see the solution to their matter. Regional mediation coordinator Francis Compton urged the participants to strive to become good mediators and apply themselves to the program, as it will be beneficial to them. In order to mediate any type of case that comes to you, there is hardly a case that cannot be resolved at mediation, but it can be resolved if the mediator is sufficiently skilled to do the job. And in more news this evening, St. Lucia is the latest Caribbean country to report a jump in tourism numbers. The Caribbean Tourism Organization, CTO, announced that visitor arrivals to the region was up 6% at the end of the first quarter, with St. Lucia recording 6.4% growth over the same period last year. St. Lucia officials have reported that the growth has continued past the first quarter, with a 1.4% and a 7.2% increase recorded in April and May, respectively. At the end of the first 5 months of the year, a total stayover arrivals on the island was 159,077, up 5.5% from the same period in 2014. The figures recorded in the first 4 months of the year's highest for these months ever recorded in the island's history. The 29,658 arrivals recorded in May for this year was also the highest figure for that month in the last 5 years. And at least 20 people have been killed after female suicide bombers attacked a fish market in Nigeria's northeastern city of Maiduguri. Eyewitnesses have told the BBC. Attackers disguised themselves as beggars to try to enter the market, eyewitnesses say. One woman blew herself up inside the market while another fled, detonating her vest nearby with no casualties. Islamist militant group Boko Haram has not commented on the attack. The group will be the key suspect, as it is known for carrying out suicide bomb attacks in the city. Maiduguri is the birthplace of Boko Haram, and the Nigerian military has recently begun moving its headquarters from the capital, Abuja, to the strategic northeastern city. And this has been the evening's Prime News Roundup. But first, a recap of our headlines. And making our headline news this evening, DNO proprietor renews a call for the revival of the Media Workers Association. St. Lucia reports increase in tourism arrivals, including monthly record highs, and Nigeria violence bomb at fish market kills at least 20. Once again, the news is brought to you through the kind compliments of Courts Dominica Limited. But if you missed any of our news packages, do log on to our website, www.q95da.com, to view the stories, or click on the podcast icon to listen to the various packages. On behalf of the Q95 News team, I am Marilyn Isles, wishing you a very pleasant evening.